New Jersey voters head to the polls today. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
Jersey's primary election features six Democrats seeking their party's nomination for governor, including Newark Mayor Roz Baraka, Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop, Congressional Representatives Josh Gottheimer and Mikey Sherrill, NJEA President Sean Spiller, and former State Senate President Steve Sweeney. On the Republican side, contractor Justin Barbera, State Senator John Bramnick, former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, former Englewood Cliffs Mayor Mario Kranjak, and conservative radio host Bill Spadia are vying for their party's nomination. Garden State voters will also select candidates for the Assembly and some local offices. The polls are open from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Locally elected Democratic lawmakers are among those speaking out against President Trump for sending the National Guard into Los Angeles. Over the objections of California Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, the president sent the troops to quell protests after immigration enforcement agents entered businesses in search of undocumented people. Delaware Senator Lisa Blunt Rochester says people have a right to protest peacefully.
It's part of a bigger picture of him thinking that there aren't three branches of government. This administration not recognizing that we do have a constitution.
Union workers around the U.S., including some in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, staged protests against President Trump's deportation policies on Monday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro announced a $20 billion commitment from Amazon to build AI and cloud computing campuses across Pennsylvania. It's the largest private sector investment in state history. The project will start with facilities in Luzerne and Bucks counties. Governor Shapiro says the campuses will create at least 1,200 permanent high-tech jobs and thousands of construction jobs.
These trades members are going to be working for years and years and years to build out these data centers. Our schools and our police departments, our local communities will benefit from the millions of dollars in new tax revenue that will be brought in from this investment.
Amazon Web Services says the campuses will support advanced AI development and expand education and training programs statewide. AI data centers have been blamed for significantly driving up demand for energy, raising energy prices, and increasing the risk of grid failures. Sports, the Phillies, they're over their losing skid. They snapped it last night with a 4-3, 11-inning victory over the Cubs. Those two teams go at it again today, and it's going to be in South Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. Your forecast, we'll have some showers this morning, maybe some breaks for sunshine this afternoon as we get up to 83 degrees in Philly, and the breeze will be about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Same with the breeze tonight, 10 to 15, with partly cloudy skies and a low of 65.